So, I want to tell a Zodiac story, and I say this because I talk about the elements, I talk about, you know, basically the order of the signs and stuff like that, but within all of that, people don't realize that there is even another order, I would say. Or ascension, or, you know. So, with every element, there is, of course, three signs. And sometimes, I wouldn't say you would be immature or mature, depending on your sign. No. It's more of a growth or a focus that sign in that element that they work on. So, let's start with Aries. Aries is one. Aries is the first fire sign. The second fire sign is Leo. Third is Sagittarius. So, in the fire arena, Aries being the beginner, Aries is spastic or eager or, let's see, premature. It can be react then think fire, you know. Leo is I'm fire. Leo is burn, but do you see me burning? It's a, I see me type fire. It's going to be a blaze. It's going to be the showstopper. It's going to be the epitome or the beautiful or the exotic of it all. It's going to be Leo, sun on sun, ruled inner and outer by sun. It's going to be what you see. I see, I shine, you know, that type of fire. But all in, of course, innocence. And then there's Sag fire, where it's control burn. Are you sure? Now, with fire, all fires are very erratic, explosive. There is no taming, indeed, there's no, you know, rationalizing. But with fire, they are sparked and then let go. And Sagittarius fire, you get more farmland burn, control burn, steady burn. Still get a burn. You'll get a bigger, wilder, longer burn. It's going to be, are you sure it's going to burn? It's going to be more thought controlled. It's also going to be been there, done that. Is it worth it? Is it worth my time? You know, once I go, I'm going kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? But with all fire, it can be impulsive. Fire can just happen, you know. But key thing with fire is sparked. Fire is triggered. Fire signs are triggered, sparked. You know, fire can't light itself. Fire signs, something triggers us. And then when it's done, it's done. That's that. Just like you can't relive a fire, the same fire over and over again. It's not going to be the same one. You put it out, light again, it's a different fire. That's the thing with fire signs. Fire signs are in the moment, but after that moment, it's done. You know, they are not fueled by all the emotion and the this and the that. No, spark it, you let it go. And that's that, you know. Fire signs make what I would say amazing boxers. Because you get them triggered, boom, ding, 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 bang, no hard feelings, this is what we got to do, keep it moving. Next day, we'll be best friends. You know, that's how it is. So, you have Aries, which is going to be, oh, shit, random fire. You have Leo, which is like, oh, my God, did you see that beautiful fire art photo that was on TikTok? And then you have Sagittarius fire. And the wildfire is still going 6 years later. You know. Then next one is Earth. You have Taurus Earth. You have Virgo Earth. And then you have Capricorn Earth with Earth signs. Earth signs are all grounding. They're all kind of physical. Earth signs are literally just like Earth. Taurus Earth is going to be the first Earth. So Taurus Earth is going to be the establishment, that initial, that home, that foundation. Taurus is the foundation. Food, finances, home, you know, rooted, like, you know, stubborn. You want them solid. You want your foundation to be solid, correct? Yeah. That's that Taurus. They're not moving. They're rooted. Virgo Earth is, how am I going to expand this foundation and, you know, perfect it and make it a home, you know? That is Virgo or Virgo's perfection. Virgo's going to be in the head. Or everything they do, it's going to be grounded in the head. They tend to be perfectionists. They are kind of like, okay, well, the first, you know, neighborhood worked out good. All right, now let's really get back to the drawing board, plan this out, make it better, expand it. You know, that's going to be that Earth. It's all going to be in your head. It's going to be Virgo. Virgo is very perfected, but they're still earthly, you know what I'm saying, with all Earth signs. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. And then there's Capricorn Earth. Capricorn Earth is like, well, we have the store in Taurus. We have the mini mall in Virgo. Now, let's make this a global franchise. That's Capricorn. Capricorn Earth is, you know, your soul rooted, your mind, body, and spirit. You know, harmonizing, it's your higher mind, you know, it's your understanding and your foundation of your, you know, your intellect, your intuitive nature, your innate, you know, gifts, all of that. That's going to be Capricorn. It's going to come from a grander, bigger spot. It's going to come from a, I've already made that store, I've already made that mini mall. I'm on global expansion. So it kind of comes leader. It's going to come, again, sometimes a little cocky, but, you know, to the point, direct. It was in your Earth. And now with Earth, Earth is just like Earth. Earth signs are like the weather. You know, you can think, you can predict, you can possibly predict, but at the end of the day, you don't know. And when they explode, they explode. They might give some inklings, you know. You might be like, oh, those clouds. The next thing you know, it's a hurricane. You know, Earth signs ground. They suck in so much. They suck in everything, you know what I'm saying? And they have to release. And when they release, they release. But you never know when. You did not realize that 25 million hundred years of global warming now would cause all this. What, or did we? You know, Earth signs are the one that they can destroy. They can uproot your foundation. They can rock, you know, what you think you know. That's Earth. Then there's air. Air signs. We have Cancer. Then we have Libra. Then we have Aquarius. Air signs are airy. Very, very fluid in nature, very in the sky, very thinking, very, you know, beyond what you see, Air signs are all around us. We're always thinking way before, we after, during possibilities. And air signs are like your innovators, your inventors, your brand. They are your trendsetters. They're your changes. Air signs, they're in Gemini air. You have the duality of Gemini, the split. So it's like, I'm thinking here in the everyday world, but I'm thinking in my head too. So, you know, it's like, whew. They're always thinking, they're like, it can be come off as bipolar, it can be the wishy-washy, or no, it's because they've expanded their thinking from just a, you know, focal point or the everyday to, you know, way more. That's the split, the Gemini. It's the beginning where they haven't learned how to think, and make it all think at one time. They're still thinking here, thinking there, you know, something new. Then you have Libra, which is another duality. Duality Libra air, of course, is a little bit more, I guess, matured and understand. So their thinking is, I ain't thinking, it was just in front of me. I'm thinking beyond that. They can see the truth. They can read bullshit. They can see discernment. They think not just around, but the person. You know, Gemini is the area. Libra would be the being person. They're going to be thinking about what you're saying, but then really in your head, then you're like, but I really know the truth. That is that Libra, you know, the scales, the judgment. And then you have Aquarius, which, you know, looks like the two fish kind of, you know, thing. And the Aquarius is a global, I call it, rounded, well-rounded thinker. They're not just thinking about the person, they're just not thinking about the immediate surroundings, they're just thinking about the wide-scale things. Like, they're the ones who are thinking, well, if the stock market crashes, how will it affect my children's children? You know, they are, or you know what, we might have to do something different, something radical. That is that Aquarius thinker. Aquarius is actually, the symbol is the water bearer, and he's like bearing the water, pouring, like, you know, it's the person. It's just like they are going to make a change. You're going to wash. You're going to change. You're going to, you know, that's that Aquarius thing. The age of the Aquarius, you know, that they're the free thinkers, where they're thinking for me, you, the government, the world, you know. Then we have our water sign. And our water signs are like Olaf says, water holds all memory. And there is no new water sign. So your first water sign is Cancer. Cancer the crab, you know. Cancer the crab keeps her home on her. You know, she is the first one. She's that is going to be emotional. Water is emotion. Water is fluid. Water is feeling. Water is sensation. So, and water signs all represent those things. So the crab, her flowing, her water, her sensation, her care is going to be home, nurture, you know what I'm saying? Close near her, you know what I mean? Close by her. She can be protective. She can be motherly. She can be overbearing. She can also be connected to every orphan child, every cause, every this, wants to, you know, that crab, that, you know, the pinchers. Yes. But it's the intentions are good. We love them so much, but it's a hard shell to break. You know, it's a crab, it's emotional, you know, sensation. is, it's a strong one. It's solid and it's hard to break them, you know, from feeling or connecting the way they do. And after Crab, you have the Scorpio. Now, Scorpio, which Scorpio is an actual eightfold transformation, you know, as well as, if you didn't know, the Scorpion is actually illuminated by the moonlight it glows. So, with Scorpio, no matter dark, light, you're going to see it. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna, you know, and it's almost like they have an extra essence, so you can see it. You want to. So in the dark, when the Scorpion's hiding in the, you know, the bushes and the back of the house, you know, that's that moon, which is that inner, shines down, you're going to see it. Their true intentions are going to shine. Scorpio water is it can be hard because we all know Scorpions to not live in water, right? But it's a water sign. So it doesn't feel right. It doesn't kind of flow in a sense. But just like the Scorpion in the deserts, it needs water. It can't survive without water, you know. But it doesn't live in water. It's like, wow. Of course, it still has that hard exoskeleton like the Crab. But it's smaller. It's, you know, a bite might be a little bit here, a little bit here, here, but that bite is venomous, you know, toxic. You know. If too much. Scorpio's energy and emotions and water can be toxic, can be harsh, can be scary, can be transformative, can be like living with the devil. It's all of those things. It can be mischievous, it can be malicious, it can be manipulative, all of those things. Looking about Scorpio. Scorpio doesn't live in water. It's not manipulating anything. It does. Scorpio illuminates with the moon. It's not hiding. I mean, technically, you can see it without light. You know what I'm saying? Scorpios have pinchers, so obviously they bite. But we don't think about it because they're small. Scorpios have, you know, with venom. But we don't think about that because it comes from the tail, not the pincher. You know, it's a whole nother, damn, I thought I got bit. But no, I got stung. You know, or I got... It's like, wow, what the heck? It is, it's going to be felt, it's going to sting, it's going to red, you're going to remember, it's going to be little but big at the same time. Like, wow, that's how that Scorpio energy and that emotion is going to be. It's going to be prolonged, it's going to be, it can be vindictive, it can be out of, you know, revenge, it can be out of spite, it can be out of a lesson. You never know. You never know why they bit. You didn't know when they were gonna bite. As well as, what was the whole point of that? This little scorpion just stung me, but it didn't have enough to fatally kill me. Like, what was the point of, like, the scorpion doing all that? You never know. Same thing with the scorpion's actions. What was the point of that? Or, what the heck? Like, wow. That little thing makes such a big impact. And it's like, what? In this big, vast desert, there's little scorpions. Really? And that's what you're looking for. That's what you see. That's what they stand out. They're going to be noticed. They're going to do things so they can be noticed. And you're going to feel how they feel. You know? Point blank, period. When they're mad and they strike, you're going to feel it. There's no, when they bite, when they clamp, you're going to feel it. When they inject that venom, their emotion, you're going to feel it. There's no way around it. But it won't kill you. It might change you. It might transform you. It might make you more aware. You know, that's that Scorpio. But yet, everybody loves Scorpion medallions and Scorpion this and Sub-Zero and Scorpion. You know, they're looked at as, you know, fighters and, you know, such iconic type stereotypes and stuff. The same thing that can sting you, the same thing that's used as, you know, villain or animator or strength or this. Crazy. That's all in Scorpio emotions. And it's water. So remember, it's never forgot. It's never, it's going to be, you're going to remember. Because water holds all memory. And then there is the Pisces. And the Pisces water is the only water that is not covered with a shell. It's not a hard exoskeleton. You know, it doesn't sting. It doesn't, you know, it's in this pinch. Does it bite? They're just fish in the water. And they're doing what the epitome of Pisces water is. They are telling the story. They are passing on a legacy. They are minding their own business in their place. Nobody bothers them. If you need them, you fish them. If not, oh well, they keep it moving. You know what I mean? They stay in their lane. Pisces are controlled emotion. Been there, done that. They know what the, they know how that's going to respond. They're not saying that they're not emotionally involved, emotionally there. No. They see the big picture. They see the outcome. They see the result. But if it doesn't bother them, okay. They're just going to keep moving along. If you ask them, they'll tell you. If you don't, keep it moving. They're swimming. Catch them. You don't. Sometimes you catch them and then throw them back in. Sometimes you listen to them. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just disregard it because you don't think, oh, that's just a little tuna. Or it's just a little bass. So, okay. Little did we know, tuna is in every grocery store, and there's plenty of tuna. I mean, just that little, okay, you need, there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of, let's see, bass, okay, the littlest things, a little bit of knowledge or emotion or sensitivity or, you know, understanding that Pisces has, what we might disregard, is an abundance, so we need it. And it's cheap and it's free because they'll give it to you. They don't care. They're not stubborn. They're not hoarding the information. Unlike Alaskan salmon, expensive as heck. You know what I'm saying? Cut off this, gotta cut off that, gotta cut off this. This is the only this. This is, you can only use this part of it. Fillet it this way. Wow. So you want this big piece of information or emotion or understanding. Okay, wisdom. Intuition, great, it's going to cost you, you know, and you're going to have to pay for it. That's how Pisces can be. All right, now, you really want to know some oracle type shit, it's going to cost you. I mean, you can't take it lightly. Look at any of the fishes, any of the this, no matter what, they stay in their lane until disturbed. They don't come on land. They don't bother us. We bother them. That's how Pisces is. Leave them alone. They're swimming in the water and, you know, the flow of intuition, knowledge, wisdom, you know, spirituality. That's where they are. Been there, done that. I've seen it. How old are some of the fish in the damn water? We don't know. How long have they lived? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? That's how Pisces is, old, wise, knowledge. But it's there if you need it. And that is my take on the ascending order of each sign in your element.